Former President Trump waits for next week. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. The former president taking to social media this weekend to say he believes he'll be arrested Tuesday. Fox's Nate Foy has the latest.
The former President Trump is already reacting to his expected arrest on Tuesday, posting this on Truth Social. It reads in part, quote, "With no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest. Take our nation back." Now, this case centers around a $130,000 hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels on the eve of the 2016 presidential election.
The DA's office is declining to comment. But Democratic Representative Jeff Jackson of North Carolina shares his theory on the case on Fox News Live.
I think one of the key aspects of the DA's case is going to be that not only do we have evidence that Michael Cohen was reimbursed for that, we have Trump's signature on the checks, but that the reimbursement happened in phases. And that's important because it speaks to intent.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is blunt about how he thinks the facts add up.
The case against the former president hinges on an untested and therefore risky legal theory involving a complex interplay of laws, all amounting to a low-level felony. You know what that means in English? They're making stuff up that they've never used against anybody because they hate Trump.
Graham speaking from the Palmetto Vision 24 National Conservative Policy Forum in Charleston. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Well, Japan says North Korea has launched a suspected missile towards the sea. The South Korean Yonhap News Agency, citing the South's military, is saying that North Korea had fired a ballistic missile towards its eastern waters. The launch, if confirmed, would be the North's fourth round of weapons tests since the U.S. and South Korean militaries began joint military drills last week. The North views the drills as an invasion for rehearsal. Meantime, in other news, Hunter Biden is suing the owner of the computer shop where he left his laptop in 2019. Fox's Alexandria Hoff with more.
No comment when it came to the countersuit filed by the president's son, Hunter Biden, against the owner of a computer repair shop where his notorious laptop was allegedly abandoned. So there's that as well. And while departing from the White House for Delaware, the president really had little to say about any family dealings. Aside from saying, though, that a report from the House Oversight Committee was not true. In that case, that's regarding a large payout that the Biden family members allegedly received from a deal with a Chinese energy company.
The computer shop owner says he tried several times to reach out to Hunter Biden regarding the abandoned laptop. Fears continue to mount following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady has more from L.A.
So here's where we stand. I want to start with Silicon Valley Bank. Not only has its parent company filed for bankruptcy, but the FDIC launched a second auction attempt for SVB. To sweeten the deal, U.S. regulators are reportedly now willing to share in those losses. Contagion fears are putting Credit Suisse and First Republic under the microscope as well, both suffering major volatility in their stock prices, with reports swirling either could be ripe for a sale. In the interim, both received a cash influx aimed at calming those liquidity fears. Credit Suisse garnering a $54 billion lifeline from Swiss National Bank.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. Regional banks are also concerned they have similar risk levels as SVB before its collapse. I'm Ted Lindner, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.